Good morning, how's everyone? It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit. So you are Jesus' little lambs. What's one thing do you know about a little lamb? What do lambs have a habit of doing? Not only little lambs, but sheep in general. You know, they like to wander off every once in a while. They like to get up and kind of walk away and kind of get lost out in the wilderness. And that's what we're hearing today. There's a lamb who has walked away. It's walked off into the wilderness. And God went looking for that little lamb, the shepherd, who is Jesus. And he left the 99, and he went looking for that little lamb. And when he found the little lamb, what did he do? He picked the little lamb up, and he put it on his shoulders, and he carried it back to the village. And there in the village, when he came back to the village, what did he do? He called together all of his friends and neighbors, and they rejoiced. They rejoiced because this little lamb was found. You know, today there are many people, little lambs of Jesus, who are lost. They're out there wandering away in the world, seeking after things of the world that will do what? When we seek after the things of the world, what happens? We will certainly die. We will certainly die. But Jesus, as we heard in the text today, God said he is the one who comes and seeks us out. He is the one who finds us. When did Jesus find all of you? When did Jesus find all of you? At baptism, that's right, when you were baptized. Jesus came and found you at your baptism. Now you may think, well, it was mom and dad who brought me, but really, it was the Holy Spirit who prompted your mother and father to bring you to baptism. Because they know in baptism, there you are washed clean of your sin, and you are giving something very valuable. What does God give you in baptism? You remember? He washes away your sins, and he gives you life. Thank you, Ella. He gives you life. And that is the most valuable life of all. He gives you spiritual life. That even when you may wander away, when you get older, God continues to look for you. He continues to seek you out. And when you repent of your sins, when you say to God, God, I am a poor, miserable sinner, and I sin against you in thought, word, and deed. We know that because of what Jesus has done for you on the cross, that he forgives you of your sins, he will pick you up, and he will carry you back to all of his friends, all of the friends looking at you now, and there will be great rejoicing, not only here, but also in heaven, but also in heaven. So remember, dear ones, you are Jesus' little lambs. He is the one who has found you. He is the one who has washed you clean, and he is the one who holds you. Even this very moment, holds you in his loving arms, and he is the one who will carry you into his kingdom. Let's fold our hands and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being such a wonderful good shepherd. For it is you, O Lord Jesus, who has found each and every one of us, and it is you who have washed us clean, and it is you, O Lord, who comes seeking after us when we wander away, and it is you, Lord, who carries us back where there is great rejoicing amongst the angels in heaven. Lord, we pray that you will continue to help us, to guide us, to protect us. Lord Jesus, forgive us of all of our sins. And all the children said,